views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Light shines on Lyme disease. Limelight Radio with Katina Macris is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential to expand awareness and activate change to eliminate Lyme disease for good. Limelight Radio is a much-needed venue for the USA's number one fastest-spreading infectious illness. Katina is an award-winning author, a natural healthcare practitioner with over 30 years' experience, and most importantly, a healing force with her own personal Lyme journey. Be part of a movement to help end the suffering and confusion surrounding Lyme disease and begin to take action. Now here's your host, Katina Macris.
Then I go to my brother.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Katina Macris, and welcome to Limelight Radio. I have to say, it's a frigid day in New Hampshire. It's 5 degrees in my neck of the woods, but I have a wonderful guest, Dr. Neil Nathan, on today with us, and he's in sunny California. So it's amazing to me how we can operate this show and bring guests to you from around the country. It's very special. So let me tell you about Dr. Nathan, and then he's going to come and share with us the topic of mold issues as relates to Lyme disease and co-infections. So Dr. Neil Nathan is the author of On Hope and Healing for Those Who Have Fallen Through the Medical Cracks. He, at the welcome invitation of his longstanding friend and colleague, Dr. Eric Gordon, joined Gordon Medical Associates in April 2009. Dr. Nathan opened the Fort Bragg, California branch of Gordon Medical in August 2009. Dr. Nathan is a gifted physician who is passionate about healing. Since he loves to learn, he considers himself always a student, and he gets fired up about learning new approaches that might work for his patients. Never satisfied to just learn superficially, when something grabs Neil's attention, he will research and study with the person who really knows how to do it so he can maximize his clinical benefits. Dr. Nathan's specialties fit right in with Gordon Medical Associates. Lyme disease, thyroid disease, chronic illness, chronic pain, autism, and the use of functional medicine and alternative medicine whenever possible. Dr. Nathan has extensive experience with fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue and uses the biomedical approaches created by his good friend, Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. For Lyme disease, Dr. Neil works with botanicals, herbs, and homeopathy, as well as antibiotics when necessary. He also has expertise in working with chronic pain clinics and really appreciates the opportunity to help relieve pain for those who are suffering. Regardless of the illness or condition, he spends time learning and getting to know each patient to determine how gently or aggressively to treat and in what manner. In addition to his background as a family practice physician, Dr. Nathan is also trained in a number of adjunctive modalities, including classical homeopathy, osteopathic manipulation, including cranial sacral therapy, hypnosis, Reiki, and therapy. Dr. Nathan is passionate about seeking healing for those who come to him in need. And I can say, having met Dr. Nathan and having heard him present, he's a compassionate, talented, and very much needed physician in today's world. So welcome, Dr. Nathan, to Limelight Radio.
Thank you very much. That's a nice send-in.
Well, you are a very talented and special doctor who's been working right there in the trenches of Lyme disease. And I know we've got a big listening audience today, and they're eager to hear what you have to share with us. So welcome to Limelight Radio.
Thank you. No pressure.
How's sunny California, by the way? Do you have a nice day?
The sky is crystal clear blue. It's 60 degrees, and eat your heart out.
Oh, man. The Northeast got slammed with a storm, and as you heard, it's 5 degrees up here. So
yes, I do know. I lived in Duluth, Minnesota for many years, so I have had my share of those kinds of weeks.
Yes, well, you can enjoy California and send us some good vibes. So let's start our conversation, if we could, today with the whole topic of how mold issues tie into the Lyme disease equation.
Sure. I think this is a particularly important subject, which hopefully during our visit today we can make clear to your listeners. First of all, the concept of mold toxicity is relatively new. It wasn't until 2005 that Dr. Richie Shoemaker put it on the map with his groundbreaking book called Mold Warriors. The issue being, everybody knows that mold allergy exists. Most people know that you can have a mold infection, which is rare, but it was not appreciated that mold toxin actually got into our systems and caused havoc. And the kind of things that mold toxin does when it gets in us are very, very similar to all of the Lyme and co-infection symptoms. And people might go, well, that's kind of weird. Why would that be? And the answer is because both produce a very similar cascade of inflammatory cytokines, almost identical, in fact. So the huge, confusing picture that Lyme and co-infections present of fatigue, brain fog, joint pain, nerve issues, numbness and tingling, headaches, muscle pain, twitching, severe anxiety, depression, all of those, that mishmash which has baffled people for quite some time, mold can do the same thing.
Well, that's very telling, because when I was so tragically ill and bedridden with Lyme, we discovered that the whole roof of my house was loaded with that black, thick mold.
Right. And so I would say something in the category of duh.
Yeah.
Meaning we now know that that is probably not irrelevant and may have been extremely important for you to have known about back then, if anybody did.
Right. We did piece that together. So is it suggestive then that people that do fall so tragically ill to a Lyme infection could have been or currently are exposed to a mold situation?
Yeah, absolutely. Let me give our readers, our listeners, a little background so you can understand better where I'm going to go with this.
Okay.
We've known about this, as I've said, since 2005. But we had a huge new piece of the puzzle given to us this summer when Dr. Joe Brewer, that's B-R-E-W-E-R, if people want to look him up on the internet, published a paper concerning 112 patients who had chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia. And he did a relatively new test on them, which involves simply sending in a urine specimen and looking at the three main kinds of mold toxin which show up in the urine. And Joe found that 93% of those patients were loaded with mold toxin.
Wow, so it's a predisposing factor then with all those mold toxins.
Right, right. And I'm going to take this a little further. So what Joe also realized is that as he looked at the amount of mold toxin in their urine, he was also analyzing their current living situation. A few of them were living in an obviously moldy environment, but most of them had been out of a moldy environment for a considerable period of time, meaning 3 years, 5 years, 7, 10, 15 or more. Meaning he's looking at their urine and going, well, if you were putting out that much mold toxin in their urine for a year, there shouldn't be a single molecule left in your body. Where is this coming from? And he realized, and this is a key breakthrough, is that for many of those patients in a weakened state, and we know that our Lyme patients with co-infections have a weakened immune system, they are predisposed to letting the mold colonize, meaning the mold is actually growing in their sinus and gut areas, so that they are actually making, or the mold is making the toxin that is adding another whole layer of complexity to their illness.
Wow, so it's almost like there's a little terrarium-type situation going on inside your own body where this ecosystem of the mold is setting up a habitat.
Correct.
Wow. Yeah, so now you're not just this, the average human being. You're a human being with a different level of issues going on before the Lyme bacteria even enters in.
Right, right. And I want to say immediately, it's treatable.
Great.
But it adds another whole layer of complexity to treating Lyme.
I can imagine 100%, and having lived through it,
exactly.
I validate how complicated the recovery process is. So, Dr. Nathan, please stay with us. Believe it or not, it's time for our first station break, and we want to continue this wonderful conversation. So, listeners, stay tuned. This is Limelight Radio with Katina. We'll be right back.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high quality homeopathic such as Pecanus Bigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit limelightradio.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Hi, this is Katina Macris of Limelight Radio. Do you or someone you know suffer with Lyme disease, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, MS, allergies, loss of wellness? I did, and advanced cell training has been a restorative, self-healing modality, bringing renewed health and energy to my life. Thousands of others rave about the remarkable success Gary Bleier's cutting-edge healing approach at AdvancedCellTraining.com creates. Request their free DVD for self-healing work in the comfort of your own home. at AdvancedCellTraining.com. Be inspired to heal in new and expansive ways. Your life is too precious.
Hi, this is Katina Macris, and welcome back to Limelight Radio. We've got Dr. Neil Nathan from Gordon Medical Associates with us today. And Dr. Nathan, let's continue this fascinating conversation on mold toxicity and how it plays into the Lyme disease equation.
Sure. Let me move it along by once we had taken Dr. Brewer's work seriously and realized that this was maybe even more prevalent than we thought, I began to look at my Lyme patients who had not progressed as quickly as I'd hoped. Now, that might have meant that they were anywhere from 30 to 80% better, but it seemed like just taking their normal herbs or antibiotics, they were still treading water. And what I did with Dr. Brewer's information is we tested virtually all of them for mold toxicity, which involves simply taking a urine test, which is available from the real-time laboratory in Texas. And we found that virtually all of them had mold toxin, which lit it up for me as an even bigger thing than I had even thought possible.
Yeah.
So we are now looking for it and incorporating into our treatment the principles of mold toxin because it adds a whole nother dimension of inflammatory cytokines to the what's causing the illness and making it flare up and really be horrific. And if we can take it off the table, it makes the whole treatment infinitely better.
Yeah, I 100% can fathom this because having personally walked the Lyme road, as you know, and thank you for reading my book, Out of the Woods, I actually moved from that house with the moldy roof. And even though it took me 5 years of treatments and I used holistic medicine to get well, dealing with the mold factor was definitely a significant piece for me. So I'm all eyes and ears to hear this great discovery that you are piecing together.
Well, you know, particularly with your book, looking at some of these symptoms that you were exhibiting at that time, particularly some of the tip-off for mold and Bartonella and Babesia, which I'll try to weave together here, is an intense anxiety that has no relationship to what's going on in your life. It's not like you're getting a tax audit or you just had bad news. You know, the day is unfolding and all of a sudden, out of the blue, is incapacitating anxiety.
One of the worst symptoms I experienced in the whole illness.
Right. Or a depression that is beyond depression to the point of despair. Again, coming out of the blue, going along, the day is fine, and just boom. Because of the way it comes on, unrelated to psychological events, I call it a physical anxiety or a physical depression because it's being caused by biochemical events in the body, not psychologically oriented.
Yes, and I can tell you that I agree. I can feel the physiological manifestation of it.
And again, the extent of it is such that not only is it this intense anxiety or depression, but it can also manifest as feeling derealized or depersonalized, which are fancy terms for not knowing who's in this body and it's not me. Or people mm-hmm. don't feel like, what is happening? This can't be me. I don't experience the world this way. But when you express these symptoms to healthcare providers, their immediate assumption is, oh, okay, now I understand all your other symptoms, too. You're just depressed or anxious. You know, take some Zoloft or Valium or Xanax and then go away. And they're wrong, because those things might, in fact, help people feel a little better, but it doesn't even begin to address the cause. And without addressing the cause, we're never going to get to healing. People can't get well in that way.
Of course, that makes complete sense.
Go ahead.
So I was going to say, so then those extreme anxiety and depression signals to you are clues that one of these co-infections or mold could be at play. Is that accurate?
Absolutely. Lyme disease per se can cause overwhelming fatigue, brain fog, some neurological events, joint pain, headache, but it doesn't usually cause the intense psychological shifts that we see with Bartonella and Babesia, and also with mold. So when someone's major symptoms include those things, or we can also look at things like severe burning pain on the bottom of the feet, which is classical for Bartonella, or we can look at visual symptoms, odd symptoms where people say, and these are PhD intelligent people go, I cannot read. I physically, my eyes will not work and allow me to read. And they see their eye doctor and he checks them out thoroughly and goes, your eyes are fine. But they know they're not. Both mold and Bartonella can particularly cause that, for example. So the specific symptoms that we're looking at really can help us to hone in on what aspect are we looking at and what do we need to be working on right now.
Yeah, so it's you're really kind of fine-tuning and getting these nuances of what's going on with the individual. We are not just saying, oh, broad spectrum Lyme disease, but you're able to kind of like slice it and say, oh my gosh, this like out of control anxiety, or as you said, depression that's so, so extreme that you feel like you can't even take a breath, is helping you hone in as a practitioner.
Absolutely. We believe that you need to focus on treating what the body is telling you is occurring, not just having Lyme disease, even defining Lyme disease, that's great. But what the immune system may be wrestling with is actually Bartonella or Babesia and or mold, and Lyme is actually a secondary consideration.
And you know what's interesting to me, Dr. Nathan, because you know I'm a classical homeopath, and homeopathy goes back several hundred years before we had CAT scans and blood tests and all kinds of ways to diagnose things at a scientific level. Homeopaths still were able to effect significant cures by observation and by combining symptom pictures together to find remedies that would balance and bring a person back to wellness. So I understand that the Lyme disease panoply and its co-infections and molds now, as you're bringing in, requires for a practitioner to be very keen observer and good symptom collator.
Correct. I think the model you're talking about, I mean, a good homeopath takes kind of the same history that I do, and in its terms of its detail, its depth, really honing in on things, and because the process is the same. The real question is, what is that being wrestling with primarily? What is the first layer that I need to deal with? And then as you clear that layer, and that's a very similar process to homeopathy, treating Lyme and co-infections and mold. Okay, we've got that layer cleared up. Now what are the symptoms? Now what is that body telling us about where we need to go?
Yes. So as, let's say, patient A comes into you and they've got this constellation of symptomology that you've just described with the depression and the anxiety and the overwhelming fatigue and joint pain and not sleeping, and you're starting to put the picture together, would you start treating with the mold or would you start with the co-infection? How would you begin the case?
Generally, we do start with the mold. It's a bit easier to clear than what's underneath it, and we have found that it is much harder to treat Lyme or co-infections if we are not addressing the mold concurrently. However, a lot of our patients are so sensitive that we have to figure out by their response what they're able to handle. So I would say that about 30% of my patients are capable of treating, say, both Bartonella and mold concurrently. But more than not, if I attempted to do that, I would overload their ability to detoxify. I'd blow them out of the water, and they'd actually start getting worse.
Of course, so, right, because those detox pathways need to be opened.
Absolutely. So we have to go at a pace that that being will allow us to, and we have to be very constantly aware of what they're telling us in the process. Now, we have originally thought that we needed to treat mold first for everybody, but as we've been doing more and more of this, I'm realizing, well, that's probably true for 80-90% of my patients. When I've attempted to do that with some, their body has absolutely been unable to handle any minute form of mold treatment, and I've had to go ahead and work with Bartonella or Babesia first, which their body handles much better before coming back to the mold. So again, there's really no overriding rule that works for everybody. You've got to listen to that body and what it's telling you.
Yes, I appreciate that. And I can sense, too, that depending how long something has been going on, perhaps with the mold situation, if it is a 10 or 12 or 15 year history, it's just not going to respond lickety-split in 2 months of treatment.
Oh, and it doesn't. The mold treatment typically takes 6 months to a year.
So yes.
And with Lyme or Babesia Bartonella, we're also talking a few years, not weeks. So
Exactly.
This is a long journey. It is not something for the faint of heart. It isn't something that you simply undertake casually, thinking that, 2 weeks of antibiotics is going to cure you.
I understand. Dr. Nathan, please stay with me. It's time for our station break. And audience, we're in a fantastic conversation here. Stay tuned. This is Limelight Radio with Katina Macris.
Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
ACT, Advanced Cell Training, is a restorative healing process created by Gary Bleier to address the body malfunctions that contribute to illness. This breakthrough learning program teaches health insights and principles, strategic integration of both traditional and alternative modalities, while clients train their own bodies to heal themselves. Visit AdvancedCellTraining.com. That's AdvancedCellTraining.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Hey everyone, this is Kim Macris and welcome back to Limelight Radio. We've got Dr. Neil Nathan on with us and we are in the nuts and bolts of the Lyme disease story here with co-infections and mold toxicity. And this is just so illuminating, Dr. Nathan. Thank you for sharing this with us.
My pleasure.
So tell me a little bit more now when we've got this toxic overload with people and we've got these co-infections going, what kind of treatments does the mold cleanup involve?
Well, it's straightforward and it sounds very simple, but it's a little more complicated than you might think. Because real life people don't actually respond in nice, neat little ways. So there's a threefold process. First, people need to have their home analyzed to be sure they're not in a moldy environment. For some people, it's obvious, and we have found over the years that for some people, it's not so obvious. So there's a couple of ways of doing that. You can hire an environmental team to measure whether there's mold in your home, particularly versus the outside air. You can get what are called mold plates, which simply will allow you to see what's growing in a particular room. There's a test called an ERMI test, E-R-M-I, where you can vacuum up the dust from a room and have that analyzed. Dr. Shoemaker feels that that's the most accurate of these methods. But you really want to know that if you're going to treat it, you're not going to be treading water because you're exposing yourself to mold ongoing. That's step one. Step two is you want to use the correct binders that will specifically bind the toxins and pull them out of your body. The right binders are partly based on the testing that we do. So I talked about the mycotoxin test based on the urine. It measures the three main mold toxins and quantitates them. And so depending on what toxin you have in excess, we would use different binders. And I hope readers and listeners don't get intimidated by these fancy-sounding words, but if you had, for example, ochratoxin in excess, a common one, then you would use cholestyramine or Welchol, which are medications, as the best binder. If you had tricothicine or aflatoxin, you would use activated charcoal, clay, or chlorella as your best binder. And I want to emphasize that that sounds simple, but in the vast majority of my patients, when they take even tiny, minuscule amounts of these binders, which sounds so harmless, it can pull more toxin into your system than you can process and make you worse. And it happens very commonly. So I'm going to caution people that if they're going to do this, you really need to do it with someone who knows what they're doing, a medical practitioner, because if you try to do this on your own and you're not sure what you're doing, I have watched most of my patients get worse. So this is not something to play with, even though I'm using words like activated charcoal and chlorella. Like, come on, Neil. How toxic can that be, really? Well, I have lots of patients who can only take one chlorella every 4 days or one activated charcoal every 4 days without getting themselves into trouble. So I really want to emphasize I'm not being excessively cautious. This has been our experience. So once you have established an amount of binder that someone can take comfortably, that does not make them sick, then we have to go about eradicating the mold that has colonized the body. So we then add in nasal sprays and oral treatment. At least medically, the nasal sprays that we're using, which was developed by Dr. Brewer, involves using EDTA, which helps dissolve the biofilm so that you can actually get at the mold, and then adding to it amphotericin B as a nasal spray. And then in the gut, doing the same thing, using some oral EDTA to dissolve the biofilm and adding Sporanox to treat it with. So, again, the risk of this is that if you kill mold too fast in either the sinus or gut areas, you will release more toxin into the body than they can process, and they'll get sicker. So
definitely. I can definitely imagine, because mold
so this needs to be sick from it, just being around it. I can't emphasize it enough. It needs to be orchestrated very, very slowly and gently and carefully. As simple as this sounds, because it does sound simple, we have found it a true art form and actual practice working with real-life people to figure out for each one separately how much binder can they take, how much nasal spray can they take, et cetera.
And do you ever use, Dr. Nathan, do you ever use the homeopathic dilutions of the different molds?
As a nozode?
Yes.
I haven't yet. I use a lot of other herbal materials. I'll use specific homeopathics, like Nux Vomica or others that are more specifically detoxificationally oriented. I like the Pacana remedies. Often I need to support the detoxificational systems. I may need to improve methylation, for example. I may need to improve how the lymphatics or the kidneys work, so I may use the Picana remedy Itiris, which is for lymph drainage, or Renalix, which is for kidney function. All of that, again, needs to be incorporated to keep supporting the individual's ability to handle what we're asking them to do.
Yeah, it makes, I have this model in my mind of approaching this kind of illness, Lyme disease, and all the co-infections, molds, etc., that it's not just killing the bugs or just going after the mold. You have to open up the detox pathway so the body can cleanse and handle the die-off and the cleansing process as you go after these organisms. And then also you have to deal with all the damage and depletions, because people are very deficient in lots of things, enzymes and vitamins and minerals, because their bodies have been working so hard with a chronic infection.
Absolutely. That's a beautiful segue into me shamelessly promoting my book.
Good. Let's hear about your book before we go to station break. Tell us.
Okay. The book, you mentioned my first book in the intro, but my second book, which is a rewrite of the first with newer information, it's called Healing is Possible, New Hope for Chronic Fatigue, Fibromyalgia, Persistent Pain, and Other Chronic Illness. It's easily available through bookstores and Amazon. And it is written for consumers to understand what a chronic illness does to the body biochemically, what you need to look at and what you need to treat, so that exactly what you're talking about, specifically for in Lyme disease, for example, or mold, It affects the pituitary's ability to make adrenal and thyroid and sex hormones. So you need to look at all those things. You need to look at magnesium. You need to look at heavy metal toxicity. You need to look at the body's ability to methylate. Again, I have chapters on all of those things in the book, which is intended to help people understand things better, maybe to even bring that to an open-minded physician if you have one, to help. How do I measure that? How do I look at that? And how do I bolster that? And how do I make that work better?
Definitely. Please tell us the name of the title again.
It's Healing is Possible.
Healing is Possible.
And it's got a long subtitle, which I won't do. Neil Nathan, MD. And if people can't remember some of this, if you go to my website, which is simply neilnathanmd.com, I have links to some free lectures that are available that I've given for public television on mold toxicity, on Lyme disease. I have links into the Gordon Medical Associates on our large blog site, so that more information would be available to patients there.
That's terrific. So listeners, please do that. And I think what I'll also do, Dr. Nathan, is that I will post on my blog the name of your book and also these same links that you just mentioned so people can have access to it through me and through Limelight Radio as well.
Fabulous.
And what's great is this show will be archived and it'll also be on iTunes so people can listen to our interview again if they missed it or want to be refreshed on pieces of it.
Great. Superb.
Yes. So anyway, listeners, stay with us. We have to take a station break. We've got Dr. Neil Nathan and stay tuned. This is Limelight Radio.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
This is Katina Macris of Limelight Radio. Do you or someone you know suffer with Lyme disease, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, MS, allergies, loss of wellness? I did, and advanced cell training has been a restorative, self-healing modality, bringing renewed health and energy to my life. Thousands of others rave about the remarkable success Gary Blyer's cutting-edge healing approach at AdvancedCellTraining.com creates. Request their free DVD for self-healing work in the comfort of your own home at AdvancedCellTraining.com. Be inspired to heal in new and expansive ways. Your life is too precious to ignore.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio hosts and motivational speakers Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Tune in
in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Hello, this is Katina Macris. Welcome back to Limelight Radio. And Brian, thank you for the fun music today. It's totally uplifting.
Oh, thank you. Anytime, Katina.
So I'm going to open up the phone lines, listeners. Our number is 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819 if you'd like to call in with a question for Dr. Nathan. So, Dr. Nathan, this illness is truly decimating. It is a life-altering experience for people that get the chronic version of it. And it's really like do or die, personal transformation of the deepest order.
Absolutely.
I myself, you know, thought I was living a holistic, hip, aware life up here in bucolic New Hampshire as a homeopath with my organic garden and, you know, doing things the right way. And I still got slammed. So, you know, there's a big emotional and spiritual component to this illness and lifestyle management besides the whole issues we've been talking about with physiology.
Absolutely. So, I mean, I've so far talked really about the physical aspects, but Lyme and mold, absolutely, your word decimate is perfect. It is so overwhelming. The vast majority of my patients are extremely high-functioning, productive, intelligent people who got slammed so hard that the rug got pulled out from under them. And they go from being executives and professionals functioning at a very high level to barely being able to get out of bed in the morning, perhaps make breakfast for their kids, get back to bed, can't think their way out of a paper bag, and going, how did this happen to me?
And I know.
And that's just the physical piece. It's terrifying because when you realize that you cannot think.
Thank you.
Yes, it's just frightening. And Dr. Nathan, we have a caller on the line. We have Nancy from Michigan. Hello, Nancy.
Hi, Katina. How are you?
Great, great. Thank you for joining us today. What's your question for Dr. Nathan?
Dr. Nathan, I have a question. I have, in addition to probable chronic Lyme and having the mold gene, I also have severe MCS. And I'm wondering if you can speak to that, because I've also heard that mold can be tied in as a sensitizer for things like chemical sensitivity.
Yes.
Okay.
But Dr. Nathan should surely be able to answer that, because you're talking about multiple chemical sensitivities when you're using that MCS term, right?
Yep. Which I know is also common in Lyme, so I'm just kind of
curious about that. So, Dr. Nathan, are you able to respond to Nancy?
We got briefly disconnected. Apparently, my overwhelming description fried the lines momentarily.
Oh, my gosh. I know. You're so powerful. My gosh. Like the Wizard of Oz. You're blowing out the lines. Nancy asked a very interesting question. Basically, what she asked, Dr. Nathan, is that she knows that she's got the genome for the mold toxicity issue. And she also wondered if that tied in to the multiple chemical sensitivity issue that many people with Lyme disease develop. Nancy, what part of Michigan are you in?
Southeastern.
Yeah, I'm hopefully going to come up to speak your way this summer.
Oh, so, well, make sure you post that information so everybody knows where to find you.
I know. And I've also been invited to Minneapolis. So I'll be making it up to your neck of the woods, which would be really exciting to bring some hope and healing to that region. You're so affected by Lyme up there. So, Dr. Nathan, did you get the question?
The question is based a lot on the work of Dr. Shoemaker and his finding that certain genetic types, which are in the HLA-DR category, are associated with a stronger likelihood of having difficulty with certain areas. So there's certain gene combinations that predispose to Lyme, chemical sensitivities, mold, or combinations of all of the three. It's not an absolute. So if you have the genes that are more conducive to being sick, it just lets us know that you're more wired for it. You don't have to have those genes to be sick. And if you do have those genes, you can still be treated successfully. But there is a genetic predisposition to some of this. Now, the genetic predisposition is even stronger in mold than it is in Lyme, where about 25% of people are unable to process mold toxin, and 75% of people can process mold toxin. And what that means, it would be possible within a certain office or family for one or two people to be sick and the rest to be well, which predisposes the rest of the group to going, well, what's wrong with you? I'm fine. And not realizing that genetically these people cannot process mold toxin without help.
And would that mold individual, the person with that mold toxicity tendency, then also be a candidate for the chemical sensitivity, Dr. Nathan, or not necessarily?
Not necessarily. There are different genes that work with each. There are certain genes which involve both. That's somewhat rare. But there's no necessarily an overlap to it. I will say, however, that mold toxicity predisposes to chemical sensitivities, and that the majority of my people who get chemically sensitive have had a mold trigger that set it off in the first place, and that if that mold trigger does not get treated, the sensitivity to chemicals keeps getting worse and worse and worse over time.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I can remember myself not being able to go like into Bloomingdale's or one of those kind of stores where they want to spray you with perfumes because chemical sensitivities obviously flared up when I had the mold issues going on. But now I'm recovered and well, and they can spray me with perfume if they want. So, Nancy, I hope that helped you.
It does. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you for joining us. So, Dr. Nathan, I know we can do a whole nother show on these genome factors and people's genetic predisposition, and the conference at Boston ILADS when I think you and Dr. Wayne Anderson presented Dr. Shoemaker's information, for me, was one of the most illuminating and instrumental pieces of understanding the Lyme situation that I'd ever heard. So I'm eager to have more shows with you and discuss this, because actually
Wayne is quite expert, and I know you're going to be talking to Wayne later on, I think February 19th.
I'll have Wayne share that with people, because it's such instrumental information. When I learned that, I was like, oh my gosh, this makes sense. It's not just random.
Well, there's not much that's random in the world. It just kind of looks like it.
I know. So, you know, it's very sad for me to say, but our whole hour has flown by.
Oh,
and thank you so much for joining us today on Limelight Radio, Dr. Nathan. You are a wealth of information, and I hope that our listeners enjoyed this really fascinating piece about the mold issue and how it ties in with co-infections, et cetera. You did a beautiful job explaining it to us.
Thanks. Again, if I have a moment, people want to hear more about the Shoemaker information, which I tried to put into English. It is available through my website, Neil Nathan MD. If you hit links, it will link you up with those videos. So you can get a lot more information in more detail that way.
That's great. So everyone visit Neil Nathan MD, and you can get more of this great information from Dr. Nathan, one of our cutting-edge doctors on Lyme disease in the United States right now. Thank you, Dr. Nathan. It was a pleasure to have you on. I appreciate you. You're a gifted physician and a very compassionate human being.
Thanks, Katina. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. Take care. Enjoy California.
I will. Enjoy your snow.
Okay. Thank you, everyone. This is Limelight Radio with Katina, and have a great afternoon.
You've been listening to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready for some of the most provocative conversation with leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. If you've missed any part of this hit radio show, visit LimelightRadio.com. That's LimelightRadio.com. We'll see you next week on Limelight Radio with Katina Macris.
Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me please.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.